Toft Cricket Club are this week's Cheshire Silk 106.9 Club of the Week. It's a club that is a hive of positivity, with lots going on both on and off the cricket field. It's going to be a busy year for the Knutsford-based club, as club chairman Nigel Muirhead explains.
We have five senior sides that play on a Saturday and a Sunday, and that's grown from three just over 2 years ago. So we now have a 3A Saturday 11 that plays in the Cheshire League, which is the first time that we've had one of those sides in the time I've been at the club. And we've also established a fourth 11 that's got a full fixture list this season. So they're the five senior sides. We run 11 junior sides, and we also have an over 40 side and our charity side, which raises money for the over 70s. And takes them away for a day, about 200 people. They play local businesses and have a full fixture list of between 18 and 20 games a year. It's a very busy club, and you know, a huge amount of effort that goes in from a huge number of people, all of whom, with the exception of one or two, are volunteers. And I think we're very fortunate to have such a broad array of skills and experience. And dare I say it, a real positive can-do attitude that enables that to happen, because it doesn't happen without a lot of planning and effort behind the scenes. So hopefully people can come and enjoy themselves, not just on the pitch. So we've described everything that we do there on the pitch, but also off the pitch. You know, we position ourselves very much as a community club with strong links with the local primary schools. We've run a summer ball with them for the last 20 years. We have number of local weddings or christenings and parties from people who live in the town. So it's a really important part of what we do off the pitch, and therefore trying to make people feel very welcome. And I think over the last 12 months in particular with COVID, this has been a particularly hot spot for people coming to walk, and as a result have found the club that may not necessarily have been before, and are now just wanting to enjoy the fact that we're back out, you know, being able to come down and socialise, see friends and basically have a good time.
The 2021 season is already underway, and the club had record numbers at senior training when the club returned to training after the lockdown. Jimmy Lomas has been at the club for 21 years and is currently the club captain.
It's great. I mean, I think a big part of that is it's one of the first things we could do to get everyone back out again. But from a club, like Nigel said, is we've got so many senior sides now, and the worry was that we're going to be able to fill them, and we're almost oversubscribed already, which is great news that we've got so many people that want to come and play cricket, and it's such a wide range as well. So we've got guys playing the senior sides at 14, 15, and we've got guys well over 50, 60 that are playing as well. So that's kind of what the club is about, having such a wide range of people being involved, and that's kind of what we want to do. It's inclusive for all. We want everyone is always welcome. No matter what standard you play, whatever standard you've always played before. And like I say, be as inclusive as we can. And just have fun whilst playing cricket. That's the main part of it. We all do this for enjoyment. That's what we try and make it to be. The cricket season kind of just happened. It was almost like, right, 29th of March, you can go. So it was a very short pre-season, which is unusual for us, because normally we'd have 8 to 10 weeks as a sort of a build-up phase, building into it, which is quite key for especially bowlers trying to build up that load. So managing that in the first few weeks is always going to be quite challenging. But it's just excitement of playing. It's just great that we've got so many teams playing. And so in terms of prospects for the season, it's always very early to say. We always try and break it down into sort of 3-4 sections. See how the first six go. Right, reevaluate. See how we are at halfway, reevaluate. And then see how we are towards the end. And that goes across all clubs, all sides. Obviously, I'd like all four or five sides to win the league. Is that realistic? You never know. But that's got to be your aim. You always got to try and got to shoot high, but also be realistic of where we are as a club. It's a very strong league that the first 11 play in, with certain clubs having different models to what we have, should I say. And so we will compete as strong as we can. We've got a very good youth setup here, and we will always back our younger players. That's kind of what the model we've had for the last 15, 20 years. It's served as well. It's one we will carry on doing for the foreseeable future, as long as me and Nigel are here anyway.
The junior pathway is a big part of the club at Toft, and the club's junior section continues to go from strength to strength, as the club's junior coordinator, Russell Colston, explains.
I think Toft has always enjoyed a thriving junior section, but I think it's gone from strength to strength in the last few years. I myself have only been involved in it for the last 3 or 4 years. but the numbers that we're getting down participating in the sport, the numbers of parents that were coming down supporting the children, it is thriving. We've got great numbers down. We have traditional player pathway from under 8s up to under 18s, where we have competitive teams. We have a great standard of coaching delivered by a lot of volunteer coaches around the club. And then we also participate in the All-Stars program, which is an ECB initiative to introduce youngsters into the game of cricket, which starts at primary school level. And this year we have got, all being well, we have record numbers under Nigel's stewardship. We've got, we've not knocking on for 130 children due down here in a couple of Fridays' time. And the atmosphere is going to be absolutely buzzing. We've got a lot of planning to do to ensure that those activities are all COVID safe, but we are confident that we can do that. And so the atmosphere down here, having both the ladies teams down here, the All-Stars teams down here, our under 15s also practicing on that evening, and a bit of social activity too. We really is a great signal of the strength of the club, the health of the club at this moment in time. And we pride ourselves in the fact that our juniors make it through all the way to our adult teams too. This really is a family club from start to finish, and several members of our senior squads have been here, one club members, and it really is a pillar of our club, the fact that that children and parents can see that from under 8s all the way through to their early teens, you can see juniors at Toft entering into senior cricket and then going on to play for the full squad. We've just really appealed to our membership from past years and the local community to say, we're here. If you want to play cricket, we will be as flexible as we possibly can. It's a wonderful thing to participate in this wonderful location. And thankfully so far, the response has been awesome. It's been really, really positive. In part because the children are really passionate about the game of cricket. They really enjoy the coaching sessions that we put on and the tone of the coaching sessions, as Jimmy has alluded to. It's very much fun-based. Hit it as hard as you can, throw it as fast as you can, bowl it as fast as you can, and throw it as far as you can. And so the children really respond positively to that. The parents respond to the vibe of the place. They love the fact that they can come down, they can socialise, they can maybe have some refreshment. They can see the progress that the children are receiving, both in terms of their skills in cricket, but also, hopefully, in terms of some of the coaching we give them as young adults as well. It's a short season, the cricket season. It's played outside in wonderful location when the sun is shining. If you're going to do anything this summer, then Toft is probably the place to be. And so far, so good, I think, in terms of the response that we've had from the local talent in and around Knutsford.
The women's and girls section is a new addition to the club. After a positive response since their first taster session, the women's team is preparing for the first game later this month. Christine Hamilton is the women's captain.
Last Friday, we had our first training session back and we had 35 ladies down here. All having a fantastic time in the sunshine. There's people here having a drink, so it's all great atmosphere for the Friday night. I think for the ladies, we're also now trying to boost the girls section as well, so that's kind of like next on our list of things to do. We've got 35 ladies down here. Let's try and boost the girls. Girls can go into the junior section as well. They can come up through the junior section that Russ described, but if they wanted to, they could also join us, the ladies, in the Friday training session. In terms of what it means, I think it's basically just increasing the inclusiveness of the club, welcoming the community even more, opening up. There's lots happening, and all part of that is you see parents down here, so let's get the women playing as well, you know. We're all beginners. We're starting from the beginning. We're all kind of novices. So it's very much a fun, focused session, but with lots of potential, I think. And we're entering into our first softball league this year. So we'll just see where that takes the club and takes the ladies section. I can't explain to you, the women's section on a Friday night is just so, everyone's full of joy, there's smiling faces everywhere, there's laughing, it's brilliant. And I think that's the thing, building on what was being said before, it's about having fun, that's the main thing. And also about, seeing it to be it, see the girls will start to see the mums playing cricket, or let's us play cricket. It's all building up on everything that they've said to date about building that up, but also now starting to build it into the ladies section.
I think when I started as club captain, one of the first things I actually thought was, all right, I want to have a women's section, but genuinely had no idea how to start it. So I sat down with a lady called Jo Herbertson from Cheshire last year. We planned to start it throughout last summer, but then obviously everything happened. And it got to the end of last summer, and we thought, right, well, I think it was actually Christine that came and said to me, why don't we just try something before the end of the season? And we did that with a taster session, because I think women had seen the success of cricket, and like Christine said, it's, we want to give it a go, and let's try it and build it and see what happens. And I thought we would get four or five women down for our first taster session. I think there was 25, 26 that first Sunday, then in September. Yeah. And then throughout the winter, unless we were in lockdown, we were training here every Saturday. Yep. And I kid you not, through rain, sleet and snow, every Saturday, just trying to learn. And that's kind of what it is. It's enjoyment of playing, but also trying to learn a new skill and just get involved in actually what's a really good game. And then let them just go through the summer, and we'll let it be what it be. There's no sort of, has to be like this. It's let it grow and let it see what it'll become over the next year or two, whether it grows into we end up having a hardball team next year or we have two teams. I don't know. But I'm kind of excited that I don't know what it is, and we can just let it grow and be what it'll be.
There's also lots going on off the pitch, including plans for a new pavilion at the club, which is based on Chalford Road in Knutsford.
We've been here since 1928, and I think that pavilion shows that it was built in 1928, or certainly a good half of it. It's had a couple of extensions over the years, but is in real, you know, need of modernisation. And we want to create the platform for the next 50 to 100 years. And there's a beautiful 50-year centenary magazine, and in there it's got both on the open spread, it's got both teams, and at the bottom it said, if you bring this with you for our centenary, you will get free entry to the ground. And that was back nearly 40 years ago. And certainly the new pavilion and the ambition is that by 2028, which is our centenary year, at the very latest, we'll have it up, built, and, you know, a grand opening for hopefully the next 100 years. And, you know, building on what others have said, the thing that I'm most passionate about is our sort of one club approach. It isn't about the seniors or the first team. It's about what we do as a club, from the all-stars who come in 2 weeks on Friday or a week on Friday, from a five-year-old through to the people who might be umpiring for the taverners who, you know, are in their mid-70s. They are very much as important to this club as, you know, Jimmy as club captain or whatever it is. And I think the more that we can continue to develop that, then we're going to have a fantastic facility, as I say, for the next 50 to 100 years. We put in an application about 15, 16 months ago, and we then were led to believe that it was going to be rejected. So we withdrew the application. Based on the feedback that we've had, we then resubmitted that application in the beginning of January of this year. And we are waiting for Cheshire East to give us a formal decision. The consultation process enabled people to put up comments on the website, and we had over 70 positive comments supporting the application, not a single negative comment against. I believe the tree heritage people have also approved, because we need to take out one or two trees. We are putting back in more than we're taking out as part of our environmental approach. So I'm hoping that in the next few weeks we'll get a positive decision. That's almost the start of the process, because then we've got to raise a significant amount of money to be able to build. But in my mind, it's one step at a time. Let's get the planning, then we can work out exactly what it is that we'll need to raise. We have already had some fundraising initiatives and raised some good money, but there's a long way to go. But we've got a few years to do it.
The club is also planning a busy social calendar for when restrictions ease over the summer, including community events and evenings with three former England players, names who will no doubt be very familiar to England cricket fans.
We've got, again, subject to COVID, and the 21st of June, we have had an annual summer ball that I mentioned earlier, with the primary schools using it on a Friday night and the cricket club on a Saturday. At the moment, again, subject to COVID, we have currently lined up to have Graham Swan be here on the Thursday night in a marquee. We're then going to have a community open mic band evening on the Friday, so it'll be £5 a ticket. People can come down. Hopefully the sun will be shining. We'll have a couple of local bands playing and just be a very relaxed evening, and then on the Saturday we've got our Summer Bull, which unsurprisingly has already sold out, which is fantastic. And then later in the year, at the end of September, beginning of October, we've got Sir Alistair Cook, England's leading test run scorer, coming for an evening with a good friend of the club called Jeff Miller, who used to be the chairman of England Selectors and played for Derbyshire in England. And then we're also having our Oktoberfest on the Saturday night. So we've got a number of events planned. We've got our usual golf day, which is again already sold out. Yeah, we're buzzing. We're absolutely buzzing, and just great to be back. And as I say, welcome to anybody who wishes to come down in a safe environment, watch a game of cricket, have a drink, and at the, well, I know we're biased, but at the most beautiful ground in Cheshire.
It sounds as though there's never going to be a quiet day at the club this summer, with training sessions, games and events planned for most days throughout the season, including cricket camps for juniors during school holidays.
I'm a full-time cricket coach, that is my job, so as part of running my own business, I do a lot of stuff, sort of coaching with the club, so I do help out with what the great work Russell does, help with sort of advising anything Russell would need for any junior training, and then we'll run the camps that we do. So we have several throughout the year. So we'll do, we have one over Easter, the May half term, 3 or 4 weeks over August, and then one in the October half term. And they are just either 3 or 5 day camps of just fun, of just kids from 7 to 13 coming down, a little bit of skill work, a little bit of learning about the game, a lot of enjoyment, a lot of playing. And I mean, when you're 10 years old, getting to play cricket with your mates from 10 till 3, what more do you want to do? It's great. So that's all they want to do, and if they can learn some cricket while they're here, that's the idea of it, and they love that. And for me, yeah, it's great being a coach, and as a club captain, I get to see both sides of it. I get to sort of identify what our juniors, who are the ones that could potentially be senior cricketers over the next few years, and we can already see that over the last year, the ones that have started coming through and already played senior cricket, they might not have done had I not been doing this role. So it works both ways, and it's great.
It's a club that is a hive of positivity, with lots going on and big plans for the future. So what does Toff Cricket Club mean to the people involved?
It's home, to be honest with you. Like, so I've been here for, like I said, 20 odd years, and it's just, it's my life in more ways than one, in that it's this, I play with my friends. So there's like, I live with the guy that I play with. So one of my best mates. It's fun playing the sport I love to do. I get with my office. I reckon I've got the best office in the world. And it's just, for me, it's my way of life, and that's kind of why I try and put as much in it as I can, and enjoy seeing, like nice before, that one club mentality and that one club success. And it's no matter whether an under 11 scores his first run or a first 11 player gets a hat trick, something like that, that success is celebrated all the way through, and that's what I love to see. And then just seeing the progress that players can make all the way through the club, it's brilliant.
So I, like many, first came down the club bringing my children down to participate in their morning coaching, and then I guess the cricket bug got me and has got me more and more involved in the club. The club is really inclusive, as we've talked about, and it's very easy for me, being a non-cricketer, if you like, to get involved in all aspects of the game here. And that's what's fantastic about cricket in general, you know. Anybody can play cricket. It really is an inclusive sport, whether you're a batter, a bowler. You may not be the most athletic as a junior necessarily, but you'll learn some skills, you'll learn to enjoy the game, and you can enjoy it and learn it at your own pace as well. So for me, the joy of being down here is seeing children, because that's what I'm generally involved in, is learning something new, enjoying being outside, enjoying being active and socialising with other children. It's just fantastic. The vibe down here on a Saturday morning, which is when we have our junior coaching, is absolutely buzzing, as Nigel mentioned earlier. You can actually feel the electricity around the place. It's electric. And then quite often what we have is the adult teams coming straight after the junior coaching, and we often see them watching the juniors as they're participating in their coaching, and they're in awe of what's going on out there. That's fantastic for us as coaches.
The lovely, lovely thing about this, I think, is that everyone's mixing together. You know, you've got the women's and the ladies, sorry, the ladies and the girls. But you've also got, you know, the seniors, the first teams mixing with the juniors, the under-8s. They're all side by side. And that's fantastic and welcoming. And, you know, to just, I don't know, you can watch them. I'm watching all the time. Kind of increasing my knowledge. There's a lot to be increased, but I think that's the fantastic thing about the club. It's completely welcoming, completely open, you can come and just have a drink. We quite often come down the weekend. We'll just watch whatever's going on, whoever's playing. You can go into the nets, have a little bash around. Even if we're sitting here or I'm training, the children are running around in the woods. You know, my husband might be having a beer with the dog. It's brilliant. It's the best way to spend your weekend. What more can I say?
I feel very fortunate in many ways, just from my own perspective and everything that we managed to achieve as, let's be honest, a bunch of volunteers who have a passion for doing something, in a nutshell. And, you know, I look around tonight and you can hear it in the background. You know, there's 40 people here training. The ground looks fantastic. You know, we're gearing up for another busy weekend and hopefully a great season. And, you know, whether we, as Jimmy said, we, you know, on the pitch we set out, we have goals of wanting to achieve, you know, win a trophy, win a league if we can. We also got to be realistic. But if we do, brilliant. But if we don't, as long as we've enjoyed it, we've been professional, we've played fair, we've played hard, and we've showed people the right way to play the game. I think that's another really, really important thing. And actually, I've got three boys who've pretty much grown up at the club. Two of them do not like cricket. One of them is cricket mad, but they have all benefited from the social skills and growing up around people who have encouraged them, supported them, and as a result of that, I've no doubt that they have grown up into, you know, the young men that they are as a result of some of the things that they've experienced by being part of, you know, the Toff family. Get yourself down, you'll come along and realise what a great place it is. You'll be made to feel very welcome. And whether you have ever played cricket before or not, we would want you to be part of our sort of one club family. That would be it. And enjoy yourself.